Paghahalaman ang negosyo ni Paul De Jong. Sa isang farm sa labas ng Canberra, nakakapagtanim siya ng 100,000 seedlings ng iba't ibang klase ng halaman.
The weekend start at 3 o'clock in the morning, so you know I've usually loaded my truck. I've got 2 trucks full of trolleys with plants on, and I head off down to the markets. But most days I spend a lot of time in the production area. No day is exactly the same. There's a lot of planting. So I might be organizing people to plant things, working out where they go in production. With so many lines, we have to sort of manage the production carefully. It's a very high maintenance profession. You really have to spend a lot of time in production to make sure it all looks good.
Maraming tulad ni Paul sa buong bansa. Tinatawag silang nursery growers o green life growers na nagtatanim ng halaman para ibenta sa mga gardeners. Ayon kay Paul, ang kanyang negosyo na Canberra Color ay tinuturing na maliit kumpara sa iba pang mga growers at mas pinipili niyang magbenta ng mga halaman sa mga lokal na nurseries.
I did supply Woolworths once and I sent stuff to Sydney, but because I'm a small grower, it's just more convenient to supply smaller nurseries because I have the right sort of quantities for them, and I prefer to have that interaction with the smaller retailers.
Nasa 25,000 katao ang nagtatrabaho sa green life sector at karamihan sa mga pinapalaki nilang halaman napupunta sa Bunnings. Kontrolado ng Bunnings ang 70% ng green life market sa buong Australia. At may mga pangamba na ginagamit nila ang kapangyarihang ito para i-exploit ang mga suppliers. Habang sinisilip ngayon ang paraan ng pagpepresyo o pricing policies ng 2 pinakamalaking grocery sa bansa, sinabi ng CEO ng Green Life Australia ni si Joe Cave na panahon na para silipin din ang Bunnings.
If the government's minded to look at the behavior of the big supermarkets who we know dominate the grocery market in a duopoly, we say they should certainly look at the big box retailers of plants, especially Bunnings, which has a monopoly. Plants are defined in the code of conduct, but the biggest retailer of those products is not a signatory, which means Bunnings is completely unregulated, and it also means our growers have no protections whatsoever.
Malaking bahagi ng negosyo ng Bunnings ang pagbebenta ng halaman. Base sa dami ng mga nabebenta sa kanilang tindahan, ang mga halaman ay pumapangalawa sa mga pintura. Itinutulak ng Green Life Industry Australia ang main industry body na kumakatawan sa mga commercial growers ng mga halaman na isama ang Bunnings sa Food and Grocery Code of Conduct. Kasalukuyang sinusuri ang code na nagre-regulate ng mga supermarkets at kanilang mga suppliers sa pagninegosyo. Kahit kasama ang mga halaman at bulaklak sa definisyon ng groceries, sakop lamang ng code na ito ang mga major supermarkets. Ayon pa kay Ms. Cave, maraming issue ng mga farmers ang idinudulog kaugnay ng mga grocery sector sa Green Life Growers.
Well, our growers are scared of making a complaint. There's no safe place for a grower of plants to challenge or complain about something a big box retailer might have done. We have many examples reported to us of growers who've lost orders and had to close their business because they might have spoken up or asked for a price increase and been frozen out by the big box retailers.
Ayon pa sa kanya, maraming growers ang hindi nakakatanggap ng kontrata mula sa mga retailers.
No commitments from the big box stores to buying the plants that they've ordered, which makes it very difficult for growers who might plant 10,000 plants only in the hope that they'll sell them rather than the expectation. There's often no contractual commitments whatsoever on the part of the retailers to buy those plants.
Ayon sa dating ACCC chairman na si Professor Alan Fels, ang mga suppliers ay may magandang dahilan para sa kanilang mga reklamo.
Suppliers always have reason to be concerned when they're at the mercy of big players like Bunnings, and there needs to be a watch on their weak bargaining position not being exploited by Bunnings.
Pero ayon kay Ms. Cave, ang mga growers ay hindi nakakagamit ng kanilang sariling branding kapag ibinebenta na ang kanilang mga halaman sa malalaking retailers.
It is a real problem for growers that they have lost control of their brand because a lot of the big box retailers, Bunnings included, are insisting on growers repackaging their products into generic home brand packaging.
Aniya, dahil nawawala ang oportunidad para ipakita ang kanilang credentials, ibig sabihin, maraming consumers ang hindi nakikita ang mga impormasyon tungkol sa mga produktong kanilang binibili.
They might be a sustainable grower, they might have invested in best practice accreditations. They have no ability to promote those elements if everything is repackaged. We feel a consumer would like access to the information that growers can provide about their brand and their growing methods. There's no doubt about that whatsoever.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Dijong na malaki na ang pinagbago ng market sa loob ng 30 taon at mas lumiliit ang mga options o pinamimilian ng mga consumers.
A lot of small retailers have disappeared and a lot of the product is just going to big retailers now. They sort of own most of the market because the industry has shifted to bigger productions. There's not as many growers now. It tends to limit the diversity in production. So often you'll get the same things everywhere.
Dagdag pa niya, umaasa ang mga Australians sa mga retail giant.
Bunnings is rated as the nation's most trusted brand. Good for Bunnings. But I do wonder what consumers would say if they knew how Bunnings treated its suppliers. We know that Australians dislike corporate greed in big companies. We feel corporate greed is in the mix here. Bunnings says it stands for integrity and respect. What we would like to see is those values demonstrated. And if I was in charge of Bunnings, I would offer to sign the code of conduct to demonstrate that I'm living by those values and want to do the right thing.
Hindi pa nagbibigay ng panayam ang Bunnings, pero nagpaabot ng pahayag ang managing director ng Bunnings na si Mike Schneider. Ayon sa kanya, matagal na ang kanilang ugnayan sa mga libo-libong suppliers at pinaghihirapan nilang magkaroon ng win-win partnerships. Mayroon din silang mga proseso para sa trading agreements para matiyak na magiging patas at transparent ang kanilang mga ugnayan. Mayroon din silang mga pamamaraan para sa mga suppliers para idulog ang kanilang mga hinaing. Nang tanungin naman kung may balak silang pumirma sa Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, sinabi ni Ginoong Schneider na dahil maraming klase ng produkto at serbisyo ang ibinabahagi ng kanilang tindahan sa mga consumer, hindi nila nakikita na ang Food and Grocery Code of Conduct ang nararapat para sa kanilang industriya. Yan ang binuong ulat ni Rania Yalo para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.